There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are going to talk about a few other things. One of those things is the news. Hanan Marafi is here from the ARN News Centre. Hanan, you've been looking at lots of different stories today, but welcome back.
Thank you. I'm happy to talk about Jamaica as well, if you really like.
Have you been there?
No, but I'd love to.
Yeah, so would I.
I'd been like at Kingston to go and eat Town. All the food.
Yeah, you'd the food is yummy.
You've been in Kingston Town, obviously.
I haven't been to Kingston, actually.
Have you not?
No,
really?
No, I'm going this time. Good, I'm going to the Blue Mountains, home of the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I'm not so keen on the Blue Mountain, I've got to be honest.
Yeah, I know, you've said that before, but I think you've had a bad brew.
Bit floral for me.
Will you bring us back some coffee, please? That would be lovely.
Yeah, get your orders in now. No, but you are here to talk to us about the news as well. And Hanan, you've been looking at quite a few different stories today. I guess one of the big ones sticking out in the local news is property.
That's right, yes. So basically, there's been new data out by Property Finder, and it's given some insight into the cheapest areas to rent and buy property in Dubai, which, you know, as we all know, it's a hot topic. So starting off with rentals, the most cost-effective locations to rent a villa in Dubai are Jumeirah Village Circle and Al Furjan, which tied for the number one spot. You'd be looking at 41 dirhams per square foot, not to get too technical, but just to give people a bit of an idea. Barsha took the third spot at 44 dirhams a square foot. And this is all according to new data by Property Finder. And it shows that these areas saw the biggest drops in price between April and October of 2017. That's villas. Moving on to apartments, Dubai Land and International City were joint first at 60 dirhams per square foot. And then Dubai Investment Park was third. So basically, villa rents were the ones that saw the biggest fall in prices across all property types over the year.
I wish I could say that, because my rent has gone up.
Well, you've just had a rise. So, Tim, you are clearly in the wrong part of town.
I argued about it, but they just went, no, landlord's not listening. It wasn't a massive rise, but there was still a rise there. But, I mean, the kind of anecdotal stuff you hear, the stories you hear from people, is that generally things are going down. At least that's what we're hearing from people renting or people talking about renting. What about if you're buying, though? Where are the bargains if you're going to buy somewhere to live?
Yeah, so for buyers, Jumeirah Village Circle was the cheapest for those looking for a villa. And you're looking at 758 dirhams per square foot. Now, Dubai Land and Al Furjan, again, it's the same sort of areas coming up. Dubai Land and Al Furjan came second and third, but jumping up to 845 dirham and 862 per square foot, respectively. So that's, you know, almost 100 dirhams jump. International City took the top spot for buying apartments, followed by Dubai Land and Dubai Investment Park. So these areas do seem to be a tiny bit further out, and it's the same communities that seem to be coming up.
You kind of think, though, people are thinking, for me to get the space I can afford, I'm going to have to move further out. Obviously, lots of places, downtown, the marina, the palm, very desirable. But if you want more square foot for your dirham, you have to come out.
And I think that's natural, that happens in all the big sort of cities as well, doesn't it? You know, people go further and further out just to get more space. So it's a decision, I guess, people have to make. But yeah, some deals apparently to be had in those areas.
All right, then, that's property for the moment. Let's move on to another story. Move on to fitness next, a subject close to both mine and yours in heart terms, isn't it?
NLC? Yes, Dubai Fitness Challenge. We still have a bike from the challenge in the studio.
Which reminds me, does nobody want their exercise bike back? If anybody is listening and you loaned an exercise bike to the Arabian Radio Network, it's in here.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned this because, obviously, as you know, I was on Business Breakfast. So we used to have this in, and I know when you were using it, and we were always wondering where it came from. And why no one took it? So I know you, because you were big fanatics on the cycling, weren't you?
I found it out there, and I got the guys to bring it into the studio.
NLT appropriated said fitness exercise machine and brought it in and decided to do half an hour. Did half an hour on the radio, did it really well, by the way. Very impressed with that, and that was good. You did every day, didn't you, on the fitness challenge?
Yes.
I didn't quite do that, I've got to be said. But the thing about the Dubai Fitness Challenge is, where whatever you think of it and whatever you may have done with the fitness challenge yourself, overall, pretty successful.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is great. So basically, the stats, various surveys and research saying that the Dubai Fitness Challenge has transformed the lives or touched the lives of over 1 million people in the UAE. Now, as we all remember, this was the initiative launched by His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Crown Prince of Dubai and chairman of Dubai Sports Council. And it was the challenge, you know, asking residents to partake in 30 minutes of exercise a day for 30 days with the aim of making Dubai the most active city in the world. Now, they were actually only expecting about 100,000 participants. Have you got any idea how many participants there were?
I'm guessing it's more.
Yeah, I can't guess, but it felt at the time, it felt like everybody was talking about it. It did really feel like something that had just caught on, captured the zeitgeist, and people really were wanting to be a part of this. It was great.
Yeah, and it was 786,000 participants, and this is people who actually actively registered. You know, other people were sort of taking part and not necessarily registering. So it really did touch upon a lot of a lot of people. And one of the most important things that came out of this was the impact this challenge had on behaviour when it comes to physical activity. So really notably, after the drive, research found that 71% of people fell into the very active category, which means that people who are exercising three times a week at least. And this was an increase of 14%, up from 57%, which is really respectable. Like 71% is, is a good statistic.
It's a really good statistic. The thing with it is, we were talking about this at the time. It was about when you're working and you've got kids and you've got your life kind of gets in the way of your healthy lifestyle. You have a lifestyle that doesn't really include the healthy stuff, and it's difficult to put it back in lots of ways. And it's a common complaint. It's not an excuse, I don't think. I think it's fair for a lot of people, but so you have to make time. So with this, by saying you get that half an hour, because I wanted to be cynical about it and I wanted to be grumpy about it, but actually, you can find half an hour. And even now I'm thinking, right, I'm going to go biking on Tuesday night, blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of in my mind.
It's getting into a routine, isn't it? Because when you've been out of it for a while, it's always like, oh, gosh, I've got to start exercising again. But as soon as you get into it, you sort of, you know, get into a pattern, get into a routine. It makes you feel good, which is great. And, you know, also the another stat was that the number of respondents describing themselves as inactive fell from 8% to 2%.
That's incredible.
That's brilliant.
That's probably even better, the fact that people have gone from doing nothing to doing something. And it's habit forming. Once you start doing something, it's easier to do it again. I guess fitness challenges want to keep an eye on, because Tim's made a promise that he's going to be healthier, fitter this year.
Yeah.
So watch this space.
Okay.
It's about to get smaller. But final story, I guess, Hanan. MR's Light Up 2018 has been extended. So good news if you wanted take part.
Yeah, so initially this was the New Year show, and it was so successful with, you know, 1.5 million people going to see it at New Year, and it's going to continue till end of March. That's the good news for those of you who haven't had a chance to see it yet. It won the Guinness World Records title for the largest light and sound show on a single building staged upon Burj Khalifa, and the shows are going to be every Tuesday, Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and on Thursday and Friday at 10 p.m. and that's at Burj Khalifa in downtown Dubai. So I for one haven't seen it, and I'm really excited to see it, because I saw some stuff on
you were here over the New Year period.
I was away for Christmas and then back just in time.
And you haven't seen the Burj on New Year's Eve?
I was
in Scotland, and that's all people were talking about.
No, I saw it on, that's what I'm saying, I saw it on YouTube, and I haven't seen it live.
We've all seen it on YouTube.
I've seen it on the internet,
but I haven't
seen it live.
But you know what was amazing? Was you know how on New Year's Eve all the news stations go around the world, and it's this place at 4, and it's this place at 2. Dubai kept coming up, and it just looked completely different.
Impressive.
Sydney looked great, because massive firework display, the bridge, everything else, but then Dubai came up, and you thought, oh, that's not quite what I expected.
Yeah.
No, and people were a little bit skeptical when they heard there were no fireworks, and pleasant surprise, the lights have done really well, been really successful. They extended it for a week or two, and now they're saying, look, it's been so popular, we're going to keep it.
It looks fab. Yeah, cool. Really excited to see it.
Okay, Hanan, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.